Son, never stop learning.
Six times. That is how many times a photograph of Barbra Streisand's Malibu mansion had been downloaded before she decided the world needed to know about it. Six. Two of those downloads, documented by the California Coastal Records Project itself, were made by her own attorneys gathering evidence. The other four, almost certainly accidental, a stray click, a researcher skimming through frames. The image, cataloged as image 3850, was one of more than 12 zero photographs taken to document coastal erosion along the California shoreline, a scientific archive, not a celebrity expose. Nobody was looking at it. Nobody cared. Then came the lawsuit. The photographer was Kenneth Adelman, an environmental advocate whose mission was straightforward. Record the California coast before the sea swallowed it. Think of it as a vast methodical inventory, the kind of patient, unglamorous work that archivists and scientists do without fanfare. His project had nothing theatrical about it. Adelman was not hunting for famous houses. He was hunting for crumbling cliffs. But one of his 12 zero frames happened to capture a large residence perched above the Pacific. Streisand's legal team filed a $50 million lawsuit demanding its removal. The Guardian has reported on this case as a defining moment in the early history of internet culture, and the numbers that followed are almost operatic in their irony. Within 1 month of the lawsuit being filed, the website hosting that forgotten photograph received more than 420 zero visitors. From six downloads to 420 zero visitors. The lawsuit did not bury the image. It became the image's publicist. Now, why does this happen? The key idea is not simply that people are contrarian, though that is part of it. The mechanism is older and more structural. When authority attempts to erase something, it performs two actions simultaneously. It signals that the thing is worth erasing, and it tells you exactly where to look. Alina, consider what you already know about the Diderot effect, that strange cascade where one acquisition creates a hunger for everything around it. Suppression works similarly. One act of censorship does not contain the information. It generates a surrounding appetite. The lawsuit transformed a scientific archive entry into a cultural object with a story attached. And stories, as any historian will tell you, travel further than photographs ever could. The BBC has noted that this dynamic recurs across contexts far beyond celebrity privacy, from corporate legal threats to government redaction orders. The term itself arrived 2 years after the original conflict. Mike Masnick of TechDirt coined the Streisand effect in 2005, giving a name to a pattern that had existed long before the internet made it so brutally measurable that delay matters. It means the phenomenon was recognized not in the heat of the moment, but in retrospect, when enough similar cases had accumulated to confirm a pattern. Remember that the naming of a phenomenon is itself a historical act. It means the pattern has repeated enough times to deserve a label. Masnick was not inventing a concept. He was recognizing a recurring structure in human behavior and institutional overreach, and he attached it to the most spectacular recent example. The name stuck because the logic was undeniable. The takeaway, Alina, is this. Suppression is often the most effective form of promotion because curiosity is a flame that feeds on the oxygen of censorship. A photograph seen by six people became a landmark of internet culture not because of its content, but because of the force applied against it. The mansion was irrelevant. The lawsuit was the story. This is not a modern pathology. Power has always struggled to understand that prohibition creates desire, that the locked room is the most interesting room in the house. What the digital age changed is the speed and scale at which that ancient dynamic plays out. Six downloads became 420, zero visitors in a single month. The architecture of the internet did not invent human curiosity. It simply gave that curiosity a faster road and a louder voice. And the first lesson of the Streisand effect is the hardest one for anyone with power to accept. Sometimes, the most dangerous thing you can do to a secret is fight it.